Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we'll have class number 3 in the series of classes, the 99 perfect names of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will learn about two of the perfect names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the meaning of the names of Allah. And we will start by learning about Ar-Rahman. Last week we will learn about Allah, the perfect name of our Lord. Today we will learn about Ar-Rahman. The English meaning of Ar-Rahman is the most kind, the most giving, the Lord of grace, the most gracious, the most beneficent. So again, Ar-Rahman is the most kind, the most giving, the Lord of grace, the most gracious, the most beneficent. Regarding Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim is the most merciful, the most compassionate. Ar-Rahim is the most merciful, the most compassionate. Actually, these two names have some similarities and they have some differences. Let us first learn about how these two names, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, are similar. Actually, if we know the Arabic root of both names is Rahima. Rahima. Rahima is the Arabic root for these two both names of Allah. Rahima means to have tenderness, to have gentleness, to have kindness, to love, to have piety, to have mercy, to show favors and goodness. So, this is the meaning of Rahima. This means love and mercy. Also, the Arabic root Rahim indicates womb. Womb which provides protection and nourishment, and that from which all of the creation is brought into beings. So, to summarize, the two names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, they have the Arabic root, it's the same for both of them, which is Rahima and Rahim. And this is the meaning which is around love and mercy. Regarding how these two names are different, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, we will start by learning more details about the meaning of these two names so that we can know how they are different and why Allah, from one Arabic root, have two names. Regarding Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman is the one who continuously showers all of the creation with blessings and prosperity without any disparity. Again, is the one who continuously showers all of the creation with blessings and prosperity without any disparity. The one whose endless loving mercy is perfect. The one who is overflowing with the quality of loving mercy and continuously pouring it upon all the creation. The one who loves all the creation. The one who is the most loving, gentle and merciful. Okay? This is Ar-Rahman. Regarding the name of Ar-Rahman, in conclusion, is the beneficent one whose endless outpouring of love and mercy are continuously showered upon all of the creation without any effort or request from the creation. Okay? Just Allah is giving love and mercy to all the creations without their request and without any effort, all the creations, believers, disbelievers, human beings, animals, plants, all his creations, he is showering them, Ar-Rahman is showering them with his blessings continuously. But Ar-Rahim is the one who grants even more grace and greater reward in response to our good actions and high thoughts. So Ar-Rahim is the name of Allah who grants grace and reward in response to good actions and high thoughts. This is how Ar-Rahim is different from Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is showering all his creations with blessings and prosperity without any request and without any effort. But Ar-Rahim, he will grant grace and reward in response to the good actions and the high thoughts. Ar-Rahim is the one who greatly rewards those who use the divine bounties in a good way. The one who has mercy on the merciful. So Ar-Rahim has mercy on the merciful. But Ar-Rahman has mercy over all his creations. Okay, Ar-Rahim is the merciful one whose love and mercy are manifested as the consequences of one's deed. If you do good, Allah will be Rahim with you. Allah will show you His mercy and His kindness according to His good deeds, your good deeds. But Allah is Ar-Rahman for you without your request, without any effort. Okay? So, in conclusion, the name of Allah Ar-Rahman conveys the idea of fullness and extensiveness. It indicates the greatest quality of love and mercy which comprehends the entire universe. Ar-Rahman equals to love and mercy to the whole entire universe without effort or request. The creation of the sun, the moon, air, water, all because of Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is Ar-Rahman, so He is showering us with all the blessings in the form of the sun, the moon, air, and water. Accordingly, the name Ar-Rahman is only for Allah. No human being can be called Ar-Rahman. You cannot call any of Allah's creature with the name Ar-Rahman. But regarding Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahim means constant repetition and giving of reward to those who deserve the reward, who seek the reward. It is a response, okay, and a result of an action. Allah will be merciful to you so long you obey Him, you follow His rules, and you deserve a reward of mercy of Allah. He will be showing you His mercy. Okay, accordingly, for Allah's name Ar-Rahim, okay, there are other creatures whom they can be called Ar-Rahim. For example, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was called Rahim in the Holy Quran. We will read about this from Surah number 9, verse number 128. Chapter 9, verse 128. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Laqad ja'akum rasulun min anfusikum. رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. There has come unto you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam is anxious for the believers. Full of pity, kind, and merciful.
Now read some of the verses of the Quran. She will show us the meaning of these two names. We will start by the name Ar-Rahman. And actually, Ar-Rahman and Rahim both are mentioned in the in Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay, the first chapter and the best chapter of the Quran. Okay, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah number 1. Allah started by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 3 from Surah number 1. Actually, the most gracious, the most merciful. Okay, this is number 1. Number 2, actually, I will give you regarding ar-Rahman two verses of the Quran, which will clarify how the name Ar-Rahman can replace the name Allah. Either you can say Allah or Ar-Rahman, but you cannot say Allah or Ar-Rahim. Only Allah or Ar-Rahman, because Ar-Rahman is the one who is showering all his creation with his mercy, regardless of their effort or need or request. Okay, so now we will read from Surah number 20, verse 25, verse number 59. Surah number 17, verse number 100. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, invoke Allah or invoke the Most Gracious by whatever name you invoke Him. For to Him belongs the best names, and offer your salah, neither aloud nor in a low voice, but follow a way between.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty in these verses of the Quran is commanding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and all the believers to invoke Allah or invoke the Most Gracious. Okay, so this is the proof that the name Ar-Rahman in Arabic, in English, is the most gracious. Okay, because you call on Allah, because Allah is the one, or you call on the most gracious, because the most gracious is the one who is showering all his creatures with his blessings. So you call on him so that he will shower you with his blessings. Also, we read regarding the same meaning, that you can call, when you call, you say, Oh Allah, or you can say, Oh, the most merciful. The most gracious. Okay? You don't say, Oh, most merciful. You say, Oh, most gracious. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read also the same meaning from Surah number 78, verse number 38. Okay? You can call on Allah with His name Allah, or His name the most gracious. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The day that Al-Ruh, Gabriel, Jibril, and the angels will stand forth in rows, they will not speak except him whom the Most Gracious allows, and he will speak what is right.
So actually, sister, this is on the Day of Judgment. None is allowed to speak except when the Most Gracious Allah, the Almighty, allows them to speak. We will read about the Most Gracious also from Surah number 25, verse number 59. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Who created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in 6 days? Then he rose over the throne, the Most Gracious. Ask him, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning his qualities, as he is Al-Qabir.
Okay. So again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us regarding his name, the Most Gracious, that he is the one who rose over the throne. Okay. Read also about the name, the Most, Surah number 20, verse number 5. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحمن على العرش استوى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Most Gracious rose over the throne.
Okay. So actually, sisters, these are some of the verses of the Quran which are related to the name the Most Gracious. Okay? And actually, there is a chapter of the Quran which is called the Lord of Grace, Surah Ar-Rahman. I will give you, inshallah, its explanation now. But let us first learn some of the verses of the Quran which are related to the name Ar-Rahim, so that you can feel the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, and you can realize why Allah the Almighty has two names from the same Arabic root, Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will read regarding the most merciful from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 163. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ilahukum ilahum wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
And your Allah is one Allah, la ilaha illa huwa, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Okay. We will read also from Surah number 33, verse number 43. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To know about the most merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 43. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He it is who sends the light on you and his angels too, that he may bring you out of the darkness into light. And he is ever most merciful to the believers.
You see, sisters, here Allah the Almighty, when he mentioned his name, the most merciful, which is in Arabic, Ar-Rahim, Allah said he is the most merciful to the believers. Okay, so the name most merciful is related to those whom they are merciful to themselves. They are merciful to themselves by being obedient to Allah the Almighty, and actually they saved themselves from the hellfire. Also, those are the ones whom they obey Allah. They are merciful with every human being. So the name most merciful is a response to the action of the human being. Okay, we will read also about the name most merciful from Surah number 12, verse number 53. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I free not myself, verily, the self is inclined to evil except when my Lord bestows his mercy. Verily, my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful.
So you see, sisters, here in the English translation, when it is the word Rahim, he will translate it most merciful. When it is Rahman, he will translate it most gracious. Okay? We will read also about the same Ar-Rahim from the same surah, surah number 12, verse number 64. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The same surah, surah number 12, verse number 64. 64. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما آمنتكم على أخيه من قبل فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He said, can I entrust him to you except as I entrusted his brother to you aforetime? But Allah is best to guard. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy.
Okay, sister. So now, alhamdulillah, it is clear for you the difference between these two names. Now we will learn the meaning of the chapter of the Quran, which is called the Lord of Grace, Surah Ar-Rahman. We will read it now, inshallah, and we will learn its meaning, and we will realize that Allah is the Lord of Grace, Allah is the most gracious. And we will realize that when we learn the names and attributes of Allah, We will love Allah. We will come close to Allah. We will have Allah all the time in our life. This is one of the benefits of learning the names of Allah. Accordingly, we will learn this chapter of the Quran, which has the name of one of the names of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the Lord of Grace, chapter number 55. Rahim, let us first read this chapter of the Quran, and then inshallah we will learn its meaning. It is a very special chapter in many issues. I will clarify to you everything related to that chapter of the Quran, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان صدق الله العظيم. I will stop here because I prefer for the time, you know, to explain to you the meaning and to move, you know, step by step, otherwise it will take very long time. First, before recitation of this verse of the Quran, I have to clarify to you why this chapter of the Quran has a special pattern. Because it begins with a verse consisting of one word. Verse number one is Ar-Rahman. Okay, Ar-Rahman is the most gracious, Allah, the Lord of the grace. And how it ends, let us have the last verse of this verse of the Quran. تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Actually, the meaning of this, blessed is the name of your Lord, full of majesty, granting grace. You know, in the last verse of the Quran, again, we must say, blessed is the name of our Lord, the one full of majesty, the one who is granting grace. Okay? This verse of the Quran highlights the blessings which Allah, the most gracious, bestows from high. Allah said that He showered us with a lot of blessings. The most important, the first one to be mentioned in verse number 2 is He taught you mankind the Quran. Okay? So again and again, sisters, we must stop here. Okay, I will start to clarify to you the verses of the meaning of one by one. Allah the Almighty mentioned the first blessings, okay, in this worldly life is teaching the Holy Quran. Okay, anyone will ask, oh Allah, why? Why teaching the mankind the Holy Quran is the first blessing, the most important blessing? Okay, because sister, the Holy Quran is the highest possible favor that reflects Allah's grace. Okay, again and again, you know, sister, this is the problem of the Muslims with Allah. This is the problem of the Muslims with the religion of Islam. The problem of the Muslims, Arabic speaking, English speaking, whatever speaking, with their religion, with Allah, is their relation with the Holy Quran. You know, I am mentioning this to you because of my special case. You know, I was obedient to Allah most of my life because, you know, I am a Muslim. Okay, I was praying, I did Hajj, you know, I was fasting all the time, but I was busy with my studying, and you know, all my life I was studying. So I was very busy with my studying, but I raised as a Muslima, trying to obey Allah the Almighty. But I don't have any relation with the Holy Quran except to memorize the very small surahs as chapter 30, so that I can recite them while I am praying, and to love this book because this is the book of Allah, without knowing anything about the laws of the Quran. But I love the Quran. I keep it in my car. I keep it below my pillow. We have a lot of Quran. Most of the Muslims in the Arab countries, they have a lot of Quran as a source of blessing in every place, at home, in the car, in every place. Okay? I love the Holy Quran. And during the month of Ramadan, I try my best to recite the Holy Quran, all the Quran. This is actually the pattern of most of the Muslims' relation with this holy book, mostly. 99%. This is the best of the best. Okay? But sisters, this is the source of the problem of the Muslims with their religion. Because the Holy Quran is not supposed to have this very minor rule in the life of the Muslims. Okay? This is wrong. You tell me, Sister Mona, give us proof that this is wrong. I tell you the proof is that Allah, after mentioning His name in the chapter of the Quran where He is teaching us about His blessings and favors, the first blessing and favor which He mentioned, before mentioning the creation of man, He mentioned about teaching mankind the Holy Quran. This is the proof of the importance of the Holy Quran. And again, sisters, the relation with the Holy Quran is equal to your relation with Allah the Almighty. It is the same. I learned this after Allah the Almighty gave me the opportunity to stay at home long time, to try to come close to the Quran. So I memorized the whole Quran without learning its meaning in details. Yes, I kept on memorization, so that I will be one of those whom they memorize the Holy Quran, because on the Day of Judgment, I will ask Allah the Almighty to forgive 70 of my relatives. And so I memorized the Holy Quran so that on the Day of Judgment, I will say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I spent my life to memorize your book. So, oh Allah, out of this, I am begging you to forgive 70 of my relatives. For me, the most important is my parents. I am looking for Allah to forgive my parents, because my parents were, like most of the Muslims, just praying, just fasting, just living the main important rules of Islam. But the depths, there was no depths, and there is no depths, actually. The more and more I communicate with the Muslims, looking for the depth in the relation with Allah, the depth in the relation with the Quran, the depth in the relation with the truth, there is no depth. Human beings are very superficial, more and more superficial every day. No problem. This is what Allah decreed for them. This is what they deserve. None of my business. So regarding my relation of the Quran, when I started teaching the Quran, when I came to America, and because of that, I always mention that the best days of my life are the days which I lived in America. In spite of the fact I memorized the Holy Quran when I was in Saudi Arabia. But the best days of my life are the days which I learned the meaning of the Quran. I taught the Quran. I came close to the Quran very sincerely, because I have the responsibility of teaching this book. Allah will question me about every word. So I became very sincere regarding knowing the means of every verse, the laws of the Quran, how to live, how to become a role model before teaching the Muslims about the Holy Quran. And sisters, you can't imagine how the Holy Quran is very important and very effective for the spirit. You can't imagine, even when you recite it in English. You know, I always mention in my Arabic classes that I became closer to the Quran even when I teach the Quran or I taught it in English. Because, you know, this is the book of Allah. These are the words of Allah. They are very effective, sister. But when you come to the Quran with sincerity, when you come to the words of Allah with the feeling that I am in need to learn, I am in need to become close, I am in need to follow. Oh Allah, help me with this book. This book will be the source of mercy, tranquility, peace, and all in my laws of my life. When you come to the Quran with this, feelings, and actually I came to the Quran with these feelings because when I started to memorize the Quran, I was just out of a great disaster in my life. I lost my parents, I lost my job, I lost my friends, I lost everything, and I am alone at home. At that point, I was looking for Allah the Almighty to replace all my losses. So I came to the Quran with this, the feeling of need. I am in great need of Allah in my life, so that I will not be in need of any other human being, because human beings die. And I cannot tolerate the death and the loss of those whom I love. When you come to the Quran with these feelings, with this reality, this is the reality, the need to Allah, the need to the guidance of Allah, the need to the help of Allah, support of Allah, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, everything is out of Allah, the Almighty. So to whom I will call, or to whom I will ask help when we are, you know, living in this worldly life, which actually every day the human beings are worse than the previous day. Actually, this is my point of view. Most of the human beings are misguided. The number of those whom they are misguided is increasing every day. They are in total confusion. In the Arabic countries, in all over the world. So, why Allah said that His the best favor for any human being is that Allah teaches him the Quran? Because again, sister, the Quran is the complete and accurate translation of the laws of the universe. The Quran is the complete and accurate translation of the code of living, chosen by heavens for people on the earth. Allah in the heaven, He chooses for us the code of living while we are on the earth. The Quran will give you the code of life. It will build, the Quran builds your faith, your concepts, your values, your standards, your systems, your affairs. It gives you the comfort, reassurance, and understanding of all around you. You know, sisters, I cannot speak about the Quran because maybe I am a very special case with the Quran. I love the Quran. I live with the Quran. You know, the most important in my life. This is a blessing from Allah the Almighty. But when you will realize the benefits which you have it when you come close to the Quran, you will highly appreciate the Quran. I will give you an example, you know, because this is very important. Every one of us is worried about tomorrow. What will happen tomorrow? Okay? For example, every summer I always travel to my daughter in California, you know, to visit her and to stay with her for 3 weeks. This summer, we decided that we are not going because my daughter, is studying for some exams, and going to my daughter in California, she has two small kids, they will waste her time. So we decided that this month I am staying in Houston. This was going on until yesterday, 5 p.m., okay? Yesterday, 10 p.m., I have two tickets to California. Already, you know, the two tickets were booked and I have the seats and everything. How this is happens? This is the reality of the worldly life. If you believe in this, you will have comfort and reassurance in your life. You are not doing anything. Whatever you plan will not come to action except by the will of Allah. Forget about everything. Leave it to the one. The command of Allah is the only command in life. A week ago, my daughter told me, let us think it over, the one whom she's having the exams here, to travel to my sister in California. I told her, no, never. Never, forget it. We are not going. This will never happen. You will waste your time, then you will complain, you give me headache, I'm staying in Houston. Okay, so she told me, but I need to go. I told her, if it is planned for you to go, you will go, okay, in spite of my point of view. If it is not written for you to go, you will never go. So yesterday, you know, she was discussing with me at 5 p.m., what do you think of going to my sister in California because it is too hot? I am not studying much. It is very difficult. I told her, never. Forget it. We are not going. After half an hour, I started to have headache. You know, me personally, you know, I start to have very severe headache. Then I feel very bored. Then I told her, Corey, you're dead, and get the tickets. In 3 minutes. Can you imagine this? By 10 p.m., I have the 2 tickets. So this is the Quran. You know, the Quran will give you the feeling, you know, that whatever Allah decided will happen. So if I stay, I am happy. Now I am going, I don't know how I am going, why I am going, what happened yesterday in these 3 hours to change my mind completely. You know, what happened is that Allah planned for me 50,000 years before creation of the earth that from, for example, 21st of July to the end of July, Mona will not be in Houston. For many reasons, for a lot of wisdom. And Mona will be in California. Mona and Yus, my daughter. Why? For what reason? What will happen? What is behind? What is for? I will never know. My daughter will never know. Only Allah knows. And only Allah's command will be effective in our worldly life. You believe in this. You accept everything. You feel happy. Now I am very happy that I am going. Yesterday in the morning, I was so upset for the idea. You see how you change very easily when you believe that I am not part of, you know, what is effective in life, what is going on in life. I am not doing anything. This is all up to Allah. This is the teaching of the Quran. How Quran will give you reassurance, because the Quran will help you to accept everything. I am open to everything. If one day before going to California anything will happen and the tickets will be cancelled, I am accepting and I am ready for this. Okay? You will feel when you come close to the Quran, you will feel that you are out of the game. Completely. You are out of the game. Allah is the one taking care of everything. I am just, playing my role, okay, according to the decree of Allah. I am responsible for my obedience to Him, for my deeds. But the decree of Allah, where to live, what to earn, who is my husband, why my daughters, what is going on, this is none of my business at all. By time, you know, sisters, you can think that these are words and this is a theory and it is very difficult. But believe me, the more you live with the Quran, this will be, you know, the pattern of your thinking. So you will feel that life is very easy. It can go to any direction. Anything can happen. No problem. I am not worried because I am not the one taking the decision. I am not responsible for the consequences. It is all from Allah to Allah. I am obedient to Him. He promised that He will take care of me. That's it. Assalamu alaikum. This is the reality. This is the truth of the worldly life. This is the mercy. And this is actually the tranquility and the reassurance which only the Quran can give you. If you look to most of the human beings, they are planning, they are counting the days, they don't know what will happen, they are happy for what they like, they are unhappy for most of their life, for most of the decree of their life, okay? And they will keep on blaming themselves, blaming others, blaming Allah, okay? But at least, okay, they are always not in a good mood with Allah, with their life, with the people around them. This is the life of loss. Okay, at the end we will die. Why you are angry? Why you don't agree? Why you are not happy? You are not eternal. You are here for short time. Nothing is up to your choice. That choice is only to Him. So take it easy. Relax. Accept. You see, this is the reality. Most of the people are away. This is the reality which you must remind yourself with it every day. When you wake up in the morning, I am open to everything. Before you sleep at night, anything may happen. Anything. If Allah wants it to happen, it will happen and I will live it. Okay? I will be there. I will be around. The night will come. The day will come. Life will go. And I will accept everything by time. So why the people are so worried? All the time counting everything. Counting the days, counting the money, counting, you know, whatever I have, whatever others have, why I have, why they have, what is going. What is this, sister? This is a worldly life. We are not here for this goal. This is the issue. You know, I am clarifying this to you, sisters, because all praise to Allah. Allah makes you Muslim. This is a very big, you know, blessing from Allah, the Almighty, sisters. Because the Day of Judgment, you know, is not an easy one. We will learn about it. And the reward is so great. You know, inshallah we will learn about the paradise in full details after the names of Allah. I will not teach the hellfire. I will teach only the paradise. Inshallah, because I don't like the feeling of fear. I like the encouragement. Okay? But now we will learn about the, you know, the reward. For when you think the way I am teaching you, you will feel tranquility and peace in the worldly life, and you will have the best reward eternally in the hereafter. This is excellent. But if you think like most of the people, away from Allah, living life according to the rules, they are worried, sad, depressed, and they commit suicide, and they will be in the hellfire. So, what is better? What to choose? It is very clear. Good worldly life, eternal in the eternal life in paradise, or very difficult worldly life and the end is in the hellfire. So it is very simple, sisters. How you can be convinced with these rules from this book? The only source for all this knowledge is this book. Accordingly, Allah clarifies that the most important blessing is teaching the Quran to the mankind. Then in verse number 3, Allah said, خلق الإنسان. You can read the Celia from 1 to 4, so that I will explain from 1 to 4.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Most Gracious, He has taught you the Quran. He created man. He taught him eloquent speech.
Okay, now sisters, in verse 3 and 4, and verse 4, Allah is mentioning to us that one of His blessings is man's creation and ability to speak. Okay? One of Allah, the Lord of Grace, blessings is man's creation. Okay? How the life journey of man started? It started with one cell in the uterus. Okay? And then this one cell will increase and increase and become an embryo. Millions of cells. Okay? Millions of cells of great variety. Some are bone, some are cartilage, some are flesh, nerve, skin. They make up the different organs with different functions. Hearing, sight, taste, smell, touch, and even the most important and the greatest of these priceless favors, mental perception, verbal articulation, sensing and inspiration, all of these from that one microscopic cell, how it is from the Lord of Grace and by His making. Again and again, sisters, when you try to reflect upon Allah's blessings, always be thankful to Allah that your creation is a complete one, that you have all praise to Allah, you have a mind to think. There are kids whom they are delivered with mental retardation. Okay? We are never thankful to Allah for our creation, for our proper creation. When alhamdulillah, you know, you are not deaf-mute. You are not blind. Okay? All of these are from Allah's blessings. Okay? But the most important is the ability to speak. Why the ability to speak is very important? Because you communicate with people with the ability to speak. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, you communicate with people. Actually, I write more of this, but no problem. Okay, so this is verse 3 and 4. Now in verse 5, okay, you will read verse 5. Okay, why?
The sun and the moon run on their fixed courses, calculated with measure, out stages for each other, and the trees both prostrate themselves.
Okay, enough. Okay. Verse 5 and 6 sisters are related to the sun and moon. The sun and the moon, and Allah said in this verse of the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the sun and the moon run on their fixed courses, exactly calculated with measures, out stages for reach. Okay? Actually, we must realize that the size of the sun and the moon, the temperature of the sun and the moon, the distance of the sun and the moon from us, the movement in their orbits, all are accurately calculated so as to produce their desirable effect on the life on Earth. Again and again, can you question yourself? At any time of your life, you look to the sun and the moon and you say all praise to Allah for the sun or for the moon? Never. You say it? All praise to Allah for the sun and the moon?
Sometimes.
When you look to the sun and the moon, you say, for all of this?
Yes.
For what?
I mean, subhanAllah, I mean, that is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look at the signs and reflect. That's what a Muslim does.
But like, most of the Muslim don't. You know, this is what I am mentioning. Most of us are busy with our worldly life. We are busy with, you know, many issues in our worldly life, but alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah if we are reflecting on, you know, the universe. Also in verse number 6, the stars and the trees. Okay, Allah in verse number 6 is saying, and the herbs or the stars and the trees both prostrate themselves to Allah. Okay? Actually, sister, all the universe glorifies and worships the Lord of the grace. We will read now two verses of the Quran which will prove that all the universe prostrate to Allah the Almighty. So if the universe prostrate to Allah the Almighty, why human being mostly, you know, are not prostrating to Allah when they hear the call to prayer? When we hear the call to prayer, I'm supposed to run to pray, because I will prostrate to Allah the Almighty as the whole universe is prostrating to Allah. Human beings always delay the time of praying. And if they pray, the level of interest and sincerity is known to Allah, not to anyone. Okay? So all the time remind yourself that all the universe prostrate to Allah the Almighty prostrate. So the human being must be the one, okay, to rush to prostrate to Allah all the time, because I am the one who is favored by Allah by having the mind which I can reflect and I understand all what is around me. We will read now from Surah number 17, verse number 44 and verse number 24, verse number 41, to know that all the universe glorifies and prostrates to Allah the Almighty, the Lord of grace. الله الرحمن الرحيم تسبح له السماوات السبع والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم إنه كان حليما غفورا.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The seven heavens and the earth and all that is therein glorify Him, and there is not a thing but glorifies His praise. But you understand not their glorification. Truly He is ever forbearing, oft forgiving.
Okay. We will read also from Surah number 24, verse number 41. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. See you not that Allah, He it is whom glorify whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, and the birds with wings outspread of each one, He knows indeed His salat and His glorification, and Allah is all aware of what they do.
So we will learn again, we will return again, sister, to Surah number 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, to continue about learning its meanings. And now, inshallah, we will start from verse number 7, 8, and 9. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَضْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُوا الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُوا الْمِيزَانِ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the heaven, He has raised it high, and He has set up the balance, in order that you may not transgress balance, and observe the weight with equity, and do not make the balance deficient.
Okay. Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is still mentioning to us about His blessings. And in these verses of the Quran, Allah mentioned about how He raised the skies high, and also He set the balance of truth. This is established so as to divine the values of things, events, and people. Where is the balance of truth? Okay. Allah said that He raised the sky, and He has set up the balance. Where is the balance? Okay. Actually, the balance is set within the human nature and in the divine message of the messengers of Allah and in the Holy Quran. What is the balance? The balance is what is right, what is wrong. Every one of us knows what is right, what is wrong. Allah the Almighty clarified to us with the messengers what is right and wrong. The Holy Quran clarified to us what is right, what is wrong. This is the balance. Okay? Let us now move to verse number 10 to verse number 12. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان From 10 to 15.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the earth He has put down for the creatures. Therein are fruits, date palms producing sheathed fruit stalks, and also corn with leaves and stalk for fodder and sweet-scented plants. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
Okay. Actually, sisters, I will give you some information about the planet Earth which we live on, and we feel so secure on it. Okay? Let us learn that the planet Earth is a small particle floating in the great atmosphere, revolving on its axis at a speed of 1,000 miles per hour. Okay? This is the Earth we are living on. Number two, moving around the sun at a speed of 60,000 miles per hour. Number three, traveling in the space as a part of the solar system at a speed of 20,000 miles per hour. Traveling to where we don't know. Okay, this is the planet Earth. Okay, but the Lord of Grace placed man on the earth and made life easy for people despite these three movements at such high speed. Okay? Out of His grace, Allah the Almighty provide man with different types of fruits and grains. Now I will stop with you with one verse which is repeated 31 times in this verse of the Quran. It started in verse number 13, فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both jinn and men deny? Okay? Allah the Almighty repeated this verse of the Quran فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان 31 times. After mentioning a blessing, He will mention this question. Okay? Then which of the blessings you will deny jinn and men. Okay, so that we will say, Oh Allah, we will never and we can't deny that all these are your blessings. Allah mentioned, this is why Surah Ar-Rahman is special, because this verse of the Quran is repeated 31 times in Surah Ar-Rahman. Now when we read, you will read it 31 times. Okay? We will move now from verse number 14, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to verse number 18, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we will learn about man creation and jinn creation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجن من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He created man from sounding clay, like the clay of pottery, and the jinn he created from a smokeless flame of fire. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? He is the Lord of the two east and the Lord of the two west. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
Okay, so actually, sister, regarding the nature of the creation of man and jinn, man from clay and jinn from the flame of fire, this is beyond our comprehension. Okay? No discussion here. Okay? And we will move from verse number 19 to 25 to learn about the blessings related to the seas and the rivers. Okay? We will read from 19 to 25. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وله الجوار المنشآت في البحر كالأعلام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He has let loose the two seas meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Out of them both come out pearl and coral. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? And his are the ships going and coming in the seas like mountains. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
Okay, see. What is this? Coral. Okay. Now, sister, I have to explain to you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, he has let loose the two seas, the salt and fresh water, meeting together. Number one, I will ask you a question. Salty water covers how much of the earth? Salty water. 75%. Huh? Yes, 75%. Correct. Salty water covers 34 of the earth, 75%, and are mostly connected. This is the oceans and the seas, they are mostly connected. Okay, and with the heat of the sun, the water will evaporate, it will be rain. The rain will come down, and it will make the rivers with the sweet water, okay? Which almost all ends in the sea, okay? Most of the rivers end in the sea, okay? So now the question will be, how, you know, the river and the sea, the salt water and the sweet water, why they are not mixed together? If the rivers end in the sea, so why this sweet water is not mixed with the salt water? If it is mixed, it will be a very big problem, because the rivers, you know, the people use the sweet water for drinking and for their life. So we need the rivers, and we need the sea, and we need them not to be mixed together. Okay? But they are connected. The sea, the river always end in the sea. So how this water is not connected? Actually, Allah the Almighty made a barrier between them so that both of them will continue to fulfill its function. Okay? Normally, rivers run at higher elevation than the sea level. Okay? This is how they are not mixing. Okay? The river run at a higher elevation than the sea level. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also from the blessings related to the bodies of water on the earth, beryls and corals are there. Okay, you know them. Okay? You don't know beryls?
Oh.
You know it? Move now from 26 to 30 to know about Allah the Eternal. In 26, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. From 26 to 30.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Whatsoever is on it, the earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty and honor, will remain forever. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Whosoever is in the heaven and on earth begs of him, every day he is in some affair. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
Actually, sisters, we must believe that all creatures will die one day. Only Allah is the eternal. Allah is the one who creates. Allah is the one who originates, protects, looks after his creations, holds them to account and gives them their reward. It is then the truth of his being, the eternal, that gives all the blessings. Allah manifests himself every day in a different way. And accordingly, as Allah said, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you deny? We will read from verse number 31 to verse number 40, as these verses are related to that. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سنفرغ لكم أيها الثقلان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فإذا انشقت السماء فكانت وردة كالدهان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فيومئذ لا يسأل عن ذنبه إنس ولا جان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان هذه جهنم التي يكذب بها المجرمون يطوفون بينها وبين حميم آن فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Actually, we read from 31 to 45, and I will tell you the meaning. 31,
45. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We shall attend to you, O you two classes, jinn and men. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? O assembly of jinn and men, if you have power to pass beyond the zones of the heavens and the earth, then pass beyond. But you will never be able to pass them except with authority. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? There will be sent against you both smokeless flames of fire and brass, and you will not be able to defend yourselves. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Then when the heaven is rent asunder and it becomes rosy or red like red oil or red hide, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? So on that day no question will be asked of men or jinn as to his sin or black. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? The Mudri moon will be known of their marks, and they will be seized by their forelocks and their feet. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Then this is the hell which the Mudri moon denied. They will go between it, and the fierce boiling water, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny?
Actually, sisters, in these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty, after mentioning His blessings, He reminded us with the Day of Judgment and how it is a very difficult day and what will happen on the Day of Judgment. And then Allah the Almighty clarified to us the destination for the guilty one, the bad doers. It is the hellfire where they will be. They are cast into hell. Their four legs and feet are tied together. They are all the time between the flame of the hellfire and the scalding water. Okay, so this is a clear proof of the final destination for those whom they deny the blessings of Allah the Almighty. And again, it is the Quran, it is the language of the Quran or the rules of the Quran. When Allah will mention about the punishment of the bad doers, immediately Allah will mention about the reward of the good doers. And this is mentioned actually in full detail in this chapter of the Quran. This is one of the chapters of the Quran where Allah the Almighty mentioned in full details about the paradise and the blessings of the paradise, so that inshallah this will be encouraging for those whom they believe that all the favors in this worldly life is up to Allah and out of His grace, the Lord of the grace. When I believe in this, I obey Allah, I love Allah, and inshallah I will deserve these blessings, which you will learn about it, the eternal happiness in the paradise. We will read from verse number 46 to verse number 78. Actually, it is more than 25 verses of the Quran. We will read it in English so that inshallah you will realize that when you will believe that Allah is the Lord of the grace, you will love Him, you will obey Him, and you will be rewarded highly on the Day of Judgment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But for him who fears the standing before his Lord, there will be two gardens. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With spreading branches. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be two springs flowing. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be every kind of fruit in pairs. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Reclining upon the couches lined with silk brocade, and the fruits of two gardens will be near at hand. Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Wherein both will be kasrat ut-tarf, restraining their glances, desiring none except their husband, with whom... Okay. Okay, with whom no man or jinni has had them before them, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? They are like rubies and coral, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Is there any reward for good other than good? Then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? And besides these two, there are two other gardens, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Dark green in color, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be two springs gushing forth, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? In them will be fruits and date palms and pomegranates, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Therein will be karitun hisan, good and beautiful, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Hur, guarded in pavilions, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? With whom no man or jinni has had tamth before them, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Reclining on green cushions and rich, beautiful mattresses, then which of the blessings of your Lord will you both deny? Blessed is the name of your Lord, the owner of majesty and honor.
Okay, thank you. So actually, sisters, in this chapter of the Quran, Allah the Almighty reminded us about His blessings and favored Allah, the Lord of the grace. And he reminded us also that there will be a high reward eternal in the paradise with all these blessings. When you try to realize the blessings of Allah, don't focus only on the blessings of the worldly life. Try to feel the blessings in the paradise, because this will encourage you and actually will give you the reassurance that whatever hardships, whatever trials, whatever difficult days in the worldly life, everything will come to an end. But, inshallah, there is an eternal reward for you for all your obedience to Allah the Almighty and for all your good deeds. Your good deeds are not lost. Your obedience is not lost. Your guidance and your following the right path is not lost. Allah the Almighty will reward you highly and to the degree you can never imagine. Inshallah, this is the message of Allah to the believers in this chapter of the Quran, the Lord of the Grace. And I actually call on Allah the Almighty to shower all of us with His mercy and grace, and inshallah to make us from the true believers in His oneness. Inshallah, next week we will continue with these two names, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most gracious, the most merciful, and we will learn about the next perfect name of Allah, the King, Al-Malik. And let us make the dua now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection. Amen.